This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, early varieties of apples are now being picked across the inland northwest. One of the prime areas for growing apples is the Walla Walla Valley. Yesterday, I spoke with Todd Davis of Davis Orchards near Milton Freewater. They grow several varieties of apples on around 200 acres. I asked Todd to give me a rundown on this year's growing conditions.
You know, the spring and summer were good until it got hot. So we're just trying to keep everything from burning. Just have to do a lot of evaporative cooling and a lot of sunburn protection. Sometimes we spray Eclipse. It's a calcium boron that paints the trees white, and we try to reflect the light off.
Prior to the heat in July, the mild and wet conditions in May and early June presented its own challenges.
We had fire blight. Yeah, it was definitely a fire blight spray. Grains in May and early June, which made the fire blight just keep going and going and going. It was bad. We didn't have it as bad as a lot of people. We didn't lose any orchards, but we lost trees. In the spring, we spray a lot of preventative biologicals. We try to get them to build the inoculum on the bloom with the good guys so the bad guys will have a place to get started.
Since they have many apple varieties, Todd says they normally pick apples until the end of October.
We started with honeys, the early honeys, and we're picking galas. Then we'll go pick some more honeys, and then grannies, and reds, goldens, and fujis.
In addition to Davis Orchards, fruit stands with fresh apples can be enjoyed for these next few months. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.